Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. Spring has sprung. I know some of us in some parts of our country are still dealing with snow, but in Northern and Southern California, we're enjoying spring. I love this time of year. Everything's growing. The planetary aspects that are affecting us right now is the Pluto and the Sun and Jupiter. And for once, Pluto is ending some hard times. So that's important to recognize that that's not only numerically true, it's spiritually true and it's planetary true. So hard times can really end. There is a warning to look very carefully over all new business dealings. There are healing forces present right now in all areas of our life, and it's our aim is to access those energies. Again, we welcome all listeners and hope we have call-ins today to look at our spring season. I'm your speaker, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy on the Internet. Contact information is keen.com/Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 64-44-78 for readings. As a rule, Monday through Friday. Prayer request, you can message me at Daisy, Daisy64@yahoo.com or JanetThornburgFacebook.com. The call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297. That's 646-378-1297. And please, feel free to call. We ask for no personal information or credit cards, etc. We're just trying to get something to you rather than something from you. We're all still in a very spiritual season this month of April, and it's not too late. The best is yet to come. I know with 100% certainty that it is not too late for any of us. The Lord has been shouting to us with the series of blood moons, with the voice of the Spirit, and with the Shemitah year leading into this year of Jubilee, and with the exact time of God fulfilling His word, which are His feasts. God speaks to you today. Return to me, and I will return to you. I will be whatever you need me to be, whenever you need me to be. I am the great I am. Our job is to believe. God gave every one of us a mission. It has been said, even of ancient times, that all souls go before God, even before their inception. And he gives us a mission to repair the world. The ministry of reconciliation, repairs of the breach, that's all of our job. Jesus made us all priests and ministers and kings and princes. We're in this world to reign in life. And Jupiter's role right now with the sun has a lot to do with revelation. So you maybe should pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to things that keep coming to you. Jeremiah 30, verse 17 says, God will restore health. Healed of all wounds, physical, emotional, relationship. Zechariah 9:12, He will restore double for your trouble. And this is the season when which this can happen. Ezekiel 16, verse 53, He will restore fortunes, which has to do with our finances. And I'll take this moment to pray. Heavenly Father, I ask that you open our hearts and minds to what your will is for each and every person that calls in, each and every person listening, everything good that you have for all of us in Yeshua HaMashiach. Now remember, our hindrances to that are our behaviors, emotional hindrance, doubt and disbelief, looking over your shoulder into the past for yesterday. We need to stop thinking or saying, I can't believe that. Cynicism and skepticism have filled our world. Just check out the political campaigns. We need to stop the habit of questioning and doubting the possibility of spiritual things from God. Romans 14:22 says, happy is the person that does not condemn themselves. John 8:1-11, the woman caught in the act of adultery, Jesus said to her, I don't condemn you. God builds us up. Stop beating yourself up. Condemnation spirit is a very crafty spirit, constantly reminding you of your sin, playing guilt trips with you. Jesus has an outstretched hand to you today, and his word to you is you're forgiven, forgive yourself. We'll repeat that call-in number again. It is 646-378-1297. Okay, let's take our first call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to get a spring overview.
Okay. Okay. The first card is analyzing, and we all do that. I mean, we all do that. I'm just as guilty of it as the next person. But we need to realize that God is a supernatural God, and we are in the year of Jubilee. And this month, last month and this month are very spiritual times. They're times that God actually opens. The next one will be on the 22nd of this month. So pray that day because there will be a lot of healing power. You're going to realize your dreams. There's a lot of confusion right now. And the confusion stems from probably your workforce, where you work, you know, it's not real happy there. But you're going to see purification in that, and you're going to actually see some sort of sign for you this month. And a lot of things that you're wishing for and waiting for are coming to you, and you really should start seeing some action. There's a little bit of worry about money, but that's going to be lifted. You have a money, most all of us have some sort of money relationship karma. But there's a definitely action coming up, and there's something good about an opportunity coming to you this month.
Okay.
So it shows you celebrating life and starting to see things happening now. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless.
We all have to be good custodians over our thought life, and just observing yourself is a beginning. There is, and the Bible teaches us that we need to take all thoughts captive, and that includes the good ones, and look at them. And cast down what doesn't agree with the Word of God, which, you know, one of my favorite scriptures is 3 John 2, Beloved, God calls us, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Sickness doesn't come from God, and our soul prospers by renewing our minds with the Word of God. Okay, let's take the next call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Lynn.
Hello.
How are you? Hi, can you hear me?
I'm good. Yes, hi. Overview? Hello? Hello? Okay, let's try this again. Huh. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Janet. It's Alexandria.
Hi.
How are you?
Thank you for calling. A little overview for you.
That would be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. First card is a new beginning. Some kind of communication coming here in the present line related to money. So you have it shows this month an opportunity coming up, whether it's a better job or it's something related to money.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was just offered a subcontracting position, but I would spend a little money, by getting different insurances and things, but professional liability insurance and things such as that.
I know, that's so expensive. And it's unfortunate that we live in such a predatory world, where you really have to like this Jupiter placement, we need to be very careful with things that we get involved in right now, especially new business. But you have a new opportunity coming. Also, I have an attraction coming up, an adventure.
That would be nice. It's been a really long time since I've been in any kind of relationship, almost 4 years now, so that would be really nice.
No, it's certainly going to happen. I mean, these are the desires of your heart, and in a Jubilee year, that's when we really see genuine action on things. And some people, you know, the Spirit of the Lord told me at the close of last year that some people have been waiting so long that it may be hard for them to believe. But just think about, don't think about, well, it's been 4 years or it's this, just think it would be nice. Just kind of like that way you're receptive to it. But this is a major one. And, this is somebody that has been alone for a while and had some disillusion in the past, but you're definitely soulmates. It's destined for this to happen.
Well, that's really good news. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. It's always nice talking to you.
So, you know, spring, springtime indicates strong mating energy. That's when men start thinking, not that they don't all the time, but they do really strongly, and it's a mating time. If you ever saw the little movie Bambi, about getting Twitter pated. Well, this is when it goes on. So you actually have a lot to look forward to. You have something coming up regarding money, and I don't know if it was the one that you mentioned, but it looks something new. It looks like, or maybe that
okay.
particular thing working out. But you have directions. You have energy moving you towards making money, and then that comes first, and then you have action around your love life.
Great.
And it all starts
Great.
This month.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Let's take the next call here.
Oh,
hi.
Okay.
You're on the air.
It's Linda.
Hi, Linda. What happened? It said your call dropped.
Oh, I had a headphone set on, and I pushed the button. I thought it was the speaker. I disconnected, so I took it off.
Oh.
I'm okay. Sorry.
Okay, I'm glad it wasn't me.
Listen, I would like a reading, but I would also
tonight?
Like to say that I would like the spring reading, but I also would like to say in your beginning, when you opened the prayer, you described my life, and I'm so happy to be walking with Christ and in God's view, and I can feel it. But go ahead, your turn.
Yeah, you know, I've always, my interaction with you have always felt the Spirit really well. I know that you are.
It's 14 years.
Are a very spiritual
that I know
person.
You now. Yes.
Yeah. And so
I've been waiting for
you.
You're
a very
you
spiritual
I'm
person.
Excited.
And you have a very special.
Uh-huh.
Life.
I have a calling.
You know,
I have a calling,
and,
I'm beginning my calling. Yes.
Uh-huh, you're getting your calling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's
okay.
what you prayed about, and that's why I said, okay, spring.
Okay. I'm feeling moved by the Spirit to give you Colossians 1:20, and having made peace.
I know what it is.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross by him, Rick, to reconcile all things unto himself, I say, whether they be things on the earth or things in heaven. Father God, we thank you that through the blood of Jesus that Linda will now have peace that passes all understanding, guarding her heart and mind. And we declare that we have peace and wholeness and completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken in every area of our lives, in Jesus' name. Okay, now let's look at your...
What do I need to fix? If it's my dad, I fixed that already. That's why I was able to move forward. But is there something else? Is it Jack? Is
no,
it my daughter? I'm
it's
confused.
Relation, it's
I don't know what it is.
relationship?
Oh, with my ex-boyfriend, Jim. Probably I left him. But I'm happy.
Yeah, well, good. If, whatever you leave with love, you won't, you will not have to do over again. And,
then I'll be fine. Woo.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Okay.
Oh,
all right, there's something coming
Jesus.
Up about money for you. Seems that a very powerful offer here that's going to give you more security. So
a job offer?
Mm-hmm. A very secure job. And that could be like the first few.
Yes.
I've got by Wednesday of next week.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What else is coming my way?
That's what I'm looking
at.
That
could be it. I'm sorry.
No, that's not.
I get excited.
The power of love
apologize.
Is coming your way. The power of love is coming your way. Yes.
Oh.
And you need to be positive about it. And the planet Jupiter is been taking you through a learning process so that you can teach in the future. You're going to help people that where you're at today, you're not going to be that. I mean, that's all changing. And you're going to grow and expand, and you're going to help others that are in your position right now, but you won't be in that position. And the power of love is in your present line, which means you're going to get some creative ideas. Also, you're going to attract the right person to you.
Oh, good. Yay.
Mm. Yay.
I have a lot of patience in relationships. You know that, right? But I want somebody somebody to be doting to me like I am to others. I'm like, I'm tired of this. I'm not doting to anybody. I'm being doted. Is that going to happen for me? I'm serious. I'm not playing.
It says you're to act like a leader.
Oh.
And the sun is giving you the energy for that. And you're going to realize a lot of things over the next two. That could be 2 weeks or 2 months. It's definitely not years. And your desires regarding your family and yourself are being strengthened. And it's resulting from your honesty and from your speaking and all of that.
Wow. Awesome. Okay.
Okay. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. I love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Thank you.
All right.
You know, we go through things in life, and like I said, all souls appear before God before inception, and we're told we don't remember it, but our subconscious mind holds a memory of all of that. So we're here for a reason. Okay, next call. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hello? Okay, let's try this again. I'm not sure what happened. Okay. Hello? 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 Okay. Well, you know, spring is a very important time of the year. It demonstrates everything that was dead in the winter. It's resurrected and growing, and I just don't know how anybody can look at it and not see that God resurrects things. And we have to recognize that we're a spirit. A lot of people don't realize that we're a spirit. We possess a soul, and we live in a body. And when you accepted Jesus, all these things were deposited in your spirit. Your financial abundance, the right person in your life, the right life. And we access this through faith. And, you know, there are many scriptures that talk about tribulation of the righteous and what we go through. And you have to understand that grace doesn't cover up God will not be mocked. You will reap what you sow. So if you do something that you're going to, you know, reap what you sow. So if you sow hatred, you're going to reap hatred. If you sow love, you'll reap love. And now I thank God that he does supply all of our needs, and there's no limit in his provision to any of our lives. God is our source and our provider, and all our needs include spiritual, emotional, physical, financial, and relationship. And this is really the season to receive those now. So let's try this again. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. You're on the
hey,
air.
Hey, baby. Oh,
hi.
Well, hi. I'm still at work. I may get back in line. Is that okay?
Yeah, if you do need to go.
Yeah, but I'm going to hang up and then call right back.
Okay. Thank
and,
you.
Until she, yeah, okay. All right. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
It's a little tough when you're at work and you have to be looking at other things, you know, taking care of business kind of thing. So we welcome that call when it comes back. And, you know, I'd like to reiterate about being in Jubilee year. Jubilee is talked about in Colossians 1:23, and we need to be grounded in faith and settled, not being moved away from God's word. Jubilee is explained by referencing the blood moons, and all of this that's happened is God's sign to us that, you know, we're living right now, our world's very confusing, and all of this is hard because of what we see going around us, and we're focused on the appearance of things and what we give energy to. You know, Proverbs says that as a man thinketh within, so is he. And that means what you really think about within yourself, and that's what you create. And if we realize that we have this power to create, we're created in the image and likeness of God, and he made us co-creators with him, and we create our world. And when you take a thought captive, that's not a good thought, and you want to cast it down. Well, how do you do that? You replace it with your words. In the beginning, God created the world with his words, and we can create our world. We need to understand that we have the authority to reign in this world, and we're going to be tested on this. I mean, the enemy is constantly, he's defeated, but he has an inroad in by making suggestions to your thought. And that's why renewing your mind is the positive way to overcome that and taking those thoughts captive. Okay, we have another caller here, so let's try this. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi,
hello.
It's Vicki. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I'm still at work, and the boss hasn't left the building. So,
well, it shows the planet Jupiter is helping you right now, and you know it's in a very good aspect with the sun right now. So it's you need to be very positive about your future because you're about to expand. You know, God is a God of expansion. You know, Jesus was handed that small lunch that boy had, and he said he expanded it to feed 5,000 people. And that was just counting the men. There's probably a lot more than that. So right now it's time for your life to expand and grow. And you're dealing with your past a little bit. But you've got the energies and the talent to meet these challenges. And it's your desires that you're dealing with right now. And your desires concerning people and resulting from what you've connected yourself to. And the planet Neptune
Hi,
is...
Hi, good weekend.
Pardon?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. Neptune is helping you to realize things, working with your psychic ability. There's been a little bit of confusion about some people in your present line, but you need to have faith and not worry about anything. Now is the time for things to happen for you, and I mean really happen, financially, in your music career, who you are, and there's something, again, about your desires. There's something that that you need to understand about what you want.
Yeah.
And who you want.
Okay.
And that you need to work with. And you're going to have resources to maintain your own independence, but you have to be practical with that. And but you are moving into energies that want to bring about your true desires, but there's a little confusion about the something desire around your heart. And that's very personal.
Oh, it's probably the guy that I was dating. I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he gone
there's not closure there. But you have the energies coming at you to move forward. You've got a lot to look forward to. It's your emotional attachment to him that you're still dealing with.
Yeah.
But like I said, you have the energies. You've got Neptune, which is a planet of mysticism, miracles, understanding things. Jupiter's going to expand you financially and emotionally.
Yeah, I know Jupiter's in my second house, so that's a good thing.
Now, you've got a big win coming up. You got a big win. I have the Ten of Pentacles in the present line. So that's between now and June.
Okay. This
big
person.
Big win.
This person, is this situation over or not? But this person.
See, that's what the cards are saying. There's something within your heart that you need to come to grips with. They're waiting for you to see. Our life is determined by the decisions we make. If we're having trouble making a decision about something, whether to keep it or whether to let it go, is it beneficial to you? Is it productive? These are the things that you need to look at. Both of you are holding on. It's very emotional right now. I've got the moon over it. But once you recognize it, you can change it very quickly. Very quickly. And you have a lot of good coming to you. Starts this month, and over the next 3 months, your money's going to improve. There's going to be an opportunity for your singing career outside of your regular occupation.
Okay.
Your love life is what you... The spirit's telling you they want you to decide.
Okay.
Okay?
It makes sense.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
you. God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Here we go. Hi. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
How are you? How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Doing good.
Good. This is Chandra.
Yeah.
So I wanted to call and talk about my situation, Tracy.
Okay.
So what's going to happen with us?
Okay.
Because, you know, we've had our ups and downs through the years.
Okay. All right. It's saying that there's reason for you to be concerned about this relationship. Not that he's cheating. I don't get that. I think he's just not being realistic about your needs, and he's not meeting your needs emotionally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
so
there's
with work.
Yeah, there's a little bit of self-absorbed here that it's all about him, and he's not. He's not recognizing what you need. So the cards are indicating that you need to be very realistic and just, you know, without, just, you know, state the truth here. And you need to have faith and not worry about this,
right?
Because the universe is just waiting. You know, people say, well, why does God, you know, heaven allows what we allow. It's free choice down here, free will. And now's the time for you to be very practical and come across with him to be practical. There's also something good coming up in your finances this month.
This month?
And,
okay. I know we're kind of extending one of our contracts. Is that going to be it, or am I going to leave the company completely and go to into the government?
Okay, let's look. Well, I think you're going to be surprised because you do have a new opportunity outside of your present company, and it is with the government.
Oh, okay. So, but this one, it seems like it can be building up soon, and I would have more stability here because they know me, and I've been there a couple of
years.
Well,
I'm just getting ready to bring that up. You beat me to it. Actually, I don't think your present company wants you to go, and so they're going to they realize that they've been enjoying kind of a free ride here, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
And, so they're going to challenge you with a good offer. So you've got one heck of a decision coming up here around your career.
When are they going to do an offer?
Well, I don't think they're going to want you to leave, and I think, you know, when this other, the other offer comes, maybe you give notice, and they're going to negotiate.
Oh,
and there's
really?
Travel coming up,
wow.
too, by the way.
Okay.
Travel coming up.
Is this travel for work or travel for pleasure?
It's for work, yeah. It's in the
work.
Career line.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be
so you do
in the
have major changes coming up, and, you know, you need your – you need to just – I always pray when I have a to make right decisions.
Absolutely.
But I
yeah.
really feel that you're going to know. But I see them competing. I see them competing with the government to try to keep you. So, you know, you're going to have two really good offers on the table, and it's about time.
Okay.
It
I
is
love
about
that. Yes, it's about time. It's 2 years. So what's going to happen with my son? Is he going to get better and take his medication and resolve his issues? What I've been going through with his medical situation.
Okay. The first card is hope. There is definitely hope. This is a... you know, it's probably good that this... It's not good that any time trouble comes, but... If it's better that it's happening now than down the line when he's older.
Right.
Because
oh, absolutely.
He's more,
That's
he's
why
more
I wanted to nip this
receptive.
In the bud.
He's very receptive. He's stressing about it a little bit, but he's going to surprise you. Between now and May, you're going to see great improvement. And he is getting a counselor that's going to help him a lot.
Good. Yeah.
There's some deep
we'll
hang up here
that.
About his father figure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, father's always
and
been
And these are
going to
be resolved, and he's going to end up being, he's going to make you proud. He's going to surprise you.
Okay.
And the Spirit
of
the Lord is telling me to speak the supernatural blessing of provision over your life. Your God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. And we thank you, Father, that you supply all of our needs. There's no limit to your provision. You're our source and provider. All our needs, including spiritual, emotional, physical, financial, and relationship needs, are for Chandra today. And we receive them in the name of Jesus.
In the
thank
name
you,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you. Amen.
Okay.
I need that. I've been
yeah,
praying
you do,
right
you
along
do.
With you for the longest. So thank you. I needed that. And I pray over
you
your
got it.
Situation
I'm glad you
too.
Receive it. You know, it's, we're good. We're good in some areas, but, you know, maybe good givers and all
but
of that.
They say
but
when you pray, when more than one prays, he's
going to
hear you.
Oh, yeah. The power of two.
Absolutely.
That's an irrefutable law. What two agree upon, it shall be done for them, Matthew 18:19. It shall be, not maybe.
Amen.
Okay, honey, thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, you know, that's it. In Leviticus, it tells us, instead of focusing on our problems, that we need to speak blessing over our lives, and we need to speak blessing over our children. And, you know, we're all going to go through things. Jesus said, in this world you'll have trouble, and the scripture talks about us. As soon as you receive a revelation, you're going to be tested on it, and the enemy of our souls is going to try to make it look like it's not going to happen. So we need to realize that God does not give us the spirit of fear or any kind of intimidation, but he gives us power, love, and a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7. And Father, I want to thank you for everybody that called and everybody that's listening, and I ask you to free them from the spirit of fear. I know you love us all perfectly, and with that perfect love, it should eliminate and cast out fear. We have the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, a calm and well-balanced mind with clarity of thought and self-control, in Jesus' name. And I speak this over everybody within the sound of my voice, everybody that's called, and everybody that listens in the future. And I thank you for this opportunity to share your love with everyone, and I praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, it looks like that's it for callers, and it looks like that's it for the show this time around, and I'll let everybody know about next month, and I thank you for everybody that called, and I thank you for everybody that's listened. And we'll look forward to seeing you next time. God bless.